The only thing more fun than hanging out with Spicin is shopping on Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob as a Podcast whenever you start your shopping at robasawebsite.com/Amazon, or for our friends in Canada, robasawebsite.com/AmazonCA. Everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here, back with another edition of the Spicin' Hour. And here we are. We're ready to bring in the stars of the Spicin' Hour. Here they are. It's Spencer Pratt and Tyson Apostle. Spicin'! Yes. Yes. Yes.
I don't think I've gotten one new sale since we've been promoting the single.
Well, why don't you tell people how to buy this song?
Well, everyone knows you buy songs on iTunes.
Yeah.
So somebody go buy it so at least I can make 99 cents.
So if I just go on iTunes and I type in Spencer Pratt, then it's going to...
Yeah, the fact that you don't have it yet and you continue using it off YouTube where somebody else is getting a penny is just heartbreaking to me.
Have you issued a copyright infringement to the person that posts this on YouTube?
I used to do. I went after people for like... so long, but now my label deal's up, so like I don't get access to Warner Brothers lawyers like all day like I used to. So now they're like, sorry, you're gonna have to use your own legal counsel for that.
Okay.
So,
yeah. So here we are.
Question: what about album art? What if people are more interested in like the CD cover or the sleeve or whatever? Is there a way that like do you have it that way, like a hard copy, or it's only virtual?
No, I don't have any budget to be making any CDs.
Are you interested in hearing any reviews of Spencer's I'm a Celebrity single on iTunes?
No, not really.
How many stars did it get?
It's
How many
averaging,
stars did you give it, Rob?
I'm going to give it 5 stars right now. Nice. I am the 13th person to give it 5 stars.
Wow, that's 12 more than I thought.
Well, you had 12, and then two people gave it 4 stars, 3 people gave it 1 star, then 57 people gave it 1 star.
Well,
people don't understand life, man.
The fact that people are even giving me a star, I'm just like, when you're a kid, you get a star or a rainbow on your test, you don't need 5.
No. And you know what? When you're in college, like 1 star out of 5 is still like a D.
I mean, I'm getting graded. I'm winning.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the most helpful review? The review that people have said was the most helpful on iTunes?
Is it offensive?
Just do it.
This is all caps, terrible with 5 exclamation points. Possibly the worst song I've ever heard. Spencer Pratt is the biggest idiot and they're not even big celebrities. He shouldn't even be trying to sing in any form, especially rap. Now, the punctuation on this is... terrible, and there's several spelling errors in this. I don't know why people thought this was very helpful.
Can I report that to abuse on iTunes?
That's from MikeyMike1234.
MikeyMike1234 sounds like a cyberbully, man.
that's cyberbullying.
Like cyberbot.
Yeah, you're being cyberbullied.
Yeah, you know what? You tell Mikey1234 to just go listen to some Eminem if he wants a better white rapper.
Okay. Do you want to hear the most favorable review?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is from LA_Fabulous, who says, shocked but happy. I was sadly shocked where many of Spidey and Spencer's musical goods were vanished from iTunes. I'm glad to see I'm a Celebrity re-released, and this cover art is brilliant. I absolutely love it. Spencer is in his element, and this song is the top notch. Sadly, people just don't see how talented these two are. And what a new H-Wood Brangelina couple they make.
Wow.
These two are a power couple. Love, love, love the cover art. Spencer, you are a genius. Looking forward to seeing great releases from Spidey.
That must be my mom.
Yeah, is that Janet P? Who's the username on that one?
LA Fabulous.
That's maybe Declan Loves Spidey, my one teammate.
Dude, Declan Loves Spidey is on my Periscope feed quite often.
Yeah. And another person says, can we please have the music video back for sale? P.S. If you want to make more money, you obviously have enough and it's not about making the money anymore. You obviously need to add your cards to the table. And translation for the riddle. Add the music video back for sale. I have it, but I'm sure more people would enjoy purchasing it and seeing you legendarily. I'm on your iPhones taking over Blackberries. I'd just like to see the complete collection of you and Spidey available on iTunes.
Wow. Well, looks like I got to talk to some people and get that music video up there.
Hell yeah, you do.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah. Some people are asking for back in 2010, people were asking for that video to be put back on iTunes.
Oh, 2010. So just a minute ago.
When was the song released?
It was released on December 21st, 2009.
Gosh.
Okay. That was within 10 days of it being released.
Oh, it had gotten taken off of iTunes?
I don't think I ever put it on iTunes. I think we just put it on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the cover art is, you know, Spencer with like a big wad of cash, like fanning himself with all that money.
That was a long time ago.
Is that real money?
Yeah, that's the money we won at the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, wow.
How much did you win?
I think like $4,000 like you did.
Nice, dude. Guess what? I went and gambled again this weekend because I'm addicted now.
You're addicted. Oh, no.
But you lost.
I was up $1,100 and then I lost it all plus the money I took with me. So I ended up down $1,200.
$1,200.
Yeah, but I was up almost that same amount, like within like 30 minutes of hitting the casino. I went up so fast that I thought I was invincible.
Oh my God. You thought you could touch the sky.
Mm-hmm. But I won 4,000 last time. So I'm still ahead of the house a little bit.
What were you playing that you lost $1,200?
Slot machines, $50 a pull.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. It's,
$50 a pull.
Yeah.
Wow.
That sounds like the tagline for a massage parlor.
$50 a pull?
Yeah.
I don't want to work there. Or
look, it'll take you a lot longer to get down $1,200 there.
That's true.
You get more bang for your buck there, literally.
Yeah, unless you're up $1,200. Yeah.
I have so many things that happen to me throughout the week that I'm like, oh my God, I need to talk about that on the podcast.
And then you forget?
Short-term memory is very, and long-term.
Why don't you just tweet to Lee? Like, I know that Heidi doesn't want you.
I'm going to just start putting them in my notes.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you?
Notes? Oh, on your phone.
Yeah. No, in my
voice memo
I carry.
Oh, you always have a journal.
Yeah. My dream journal.
All right. Well, first off, how was the big party the other night?
Just like I thought. I have no friends, so I told them, I said when they first asked, we want to throw you a big party. I was like, okay, I could probably get like 20 people there, maybe. And they're like, oh, we need like 120 to 130. I was like, well, I'll invite everybody that I know on social media. And, yeah, I spent most of my party introducing myself to strangers.
How many people did you really have? Like a real solid number, no exaggeration.
How many people would you say were at the party, honestly? No.
What'd she say?
Less. I don't know.
How many?
The venue is so big that Heidi included. Oh, I can't give that teaser away. I don't know. The venue they had was literally so big that I think no matter how many people, there were either 7 people in there or Heidi's guessing 70, but it felt, but Heidi was really drunk. So she could have been blurring.
Seeing like quadruple. Yeah.
Yeah.
Heidi was on fire. She was making all these like crazy noise, like whistling noises. I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm getting everyone pumped up. I'm like, oh my God.
Were people getting pumped up?
Yeah, I don't know if people could hear her over the music, but I don't know. I think they'll edit it. Like, obviously, Spencer has no friends and it's a sad
story. They'll try to make you look bad?
I mean, it's not intentional. They'll just be like,
Yeah, but people will give you sympathy and then you'll be winning friends over nonstop, bro.
Yeah, that's the key to reality TV. You got to be the underdog.
Well, I clearly look like the underdog. It looked like a episode of like My Sweet 16 that got like cut out and it's like on the website. They're like, this poor kid.
Yeah. But I feel like David Tutera, like, I feel like he could do like a hit job on you, because like my friends, Brendan and Rachel, like, he did their wedding and they were Big Brother winners. And or should Rachel won Big Brother, and then he was like the whole time, like he was planning their wedding, but he's like, oh, do I really have to do this reality star wedding? Like he was really dismissive.
So much smack about us, you could just tell, like to the point where he would like just straight say to Heidi's face, like, oh, your makeup looks better now. Last time I saw you, it looked horrible. It's like, okay, dude, thank you.
Yeah, I don't think he's a nice guy.
That's the premise of the show, isn't it? Is that whoever comes and gets help from him, he pretends like they're a huge diva.
Well, and I made sure I was a huge diva.
Yeah, gotta be.
I tried to give that guy the hardest time he's ever had in his whole life.
They offered to do mine and Rachel's wedding.
No thanks.
We told him a huge amount of money, and he was like, we don't have that much money to do. And I was like, well, we have too much pride to do it for free.
Yeah.
Well, He ended up being really nice, to be honest. Obviously, he's probably talking.
To your face.
He's probably, I was just about to say, talking so much shit on the scenes that I'm not like right in his face, mad dogging him. But, you know, all in all, he was nice on camera to us.
Does he seem a little bit effeminate to you?
Not really. He seems like he's ready to stab you. He kind of seems like the guy that like could make a shank out of Jolly Ranchers, like I just read about.
Wow.
What?
Oh, yeah. In the prisons right now, they're making shanks out of Jolly Ranchers.
Because they dissolve once they get in the bloodstream.
That, and they are just like such a hard rock candy that when you mold it like a blade, it can go, you know, bah, bah, bah.
Like the small ones that are like the hard candies?
You suck like a bunch of them together, bro.
Yeah, you get what? Them all and you make,
are you kidding me, Rob? You didn't come up with that? Like,
Google
the second you
a photo
said a shank
of them. They look so scary.
What am I Googling? Jolly Rancher
Jolly
shank?
Jolly Rancher prison shanks?
I bet you can even skip prison and just say shank, because even if it's not made in a prison, you can still get an idea of what it looks like.
Okay, Jolly Rancher shank. Okay, so I guess, I think that what they're doing is they're like taking them and like, see, it's not the hard candy.
Holy
it's like
cow.
The longer ones. It's like the ones that are like a couple inches long.
Not even a couple inches. They're probably like an inch long.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They're using their saliva to glue them together. And then this one I see is wrapped in tinfoil, probably holds it together and they spit on it.
Yeah. And people like,
I don't think
doing
you could do this
candy
with the,
cane shanks also.
You couldn't do this with the chewy Jolly Ranchers, I don't think.
Mm, or Jolly Rancher jelly beans.
Yes.
they need to. Halloween in the prison is probably a big problem now.
Unless
like they probably
they
don't let you
machines.
Go like, you know, trick-or if that for the trick-or-treaters that come to the prison, they probably like you could only give out chocolate and stuff like that.
Speaking of crazy weapons, do either of you follow TSA on Instagram?
I can't say that I do.
Oh my gosh. They post all the wild shit people try to bring on airplanes. It's as good as anything you can follow.
Why? What did they post?
I mean, I haven't looked, you know, today what was going, but I mean, just the type of things people try to
so
bring
you're saying
on planes.
Just in general, you don't have like a specific weapon. That
I'm just not going to even say any weapon and have anything to do with connecting it to TSA and planes in a sentence, but
what if you use three different sentences with like coded messages?
Let's just say people bring crazy stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking at a post of the 20th craziest things that the TSA has put on Instagram that people tried to bring on a plane. One is a hand grenade.
There's something I wouldn't have said in a sentence, but yep.
What? A hand grenade? Where do you even buy hand grenades? The dark net?
The gunpowder was out of it, I'm pretty sure.
Somebody else tried to bring live eels on a plane.
Electric?
I don't know if they were electric or not. So, yeah, but I guess people are bringing stuff on the plane. Spencer, what piqued your interest in the TSA? I know you talked about how the TSA would always give you a cavity search.
Because I just want to be aware of all the things that are illegal that you can't bring on. Some things, you know, like
it makes
I wouldn't
traveling easier,
you know, like breast milk. I wouldn't have known that I couldn't bring breast milk in my backpack.
Yep. Somebody literally tried to bring snakes on a plane.
Yeah, I could see myself bringing our pet snake on the plane.
Or after the movie.
I think it was after the movie, because the movie's a while ago.
It seems like after the movie, you'd be like, no, I've seen how this turns out.
No. But yeah, you can't bring that. Signal flares is also on the list of things.
Well, you never know when you need one of those over the Pacific.
Well, that's true. That would be true.
They probably have those built right into the planes, I bet, like into the rafts or something.
Yeah, you think they have their own flares.
Yeah, you don't need to bring those. They provide those.
Did you read about this airplane security guy that went on the plane and like hacked into like the plane's oxygen mass and dropped everyone's oxygen mass and everything?
Through the mainframe?
Through the infotainment
center
of the, he like plugs in under the seat or whatever.
Oh,
are
wow.
You for reals, dude?
Yeah.
And he made the oxygen masks drop.
Yeah. And he was saying that if he wanted to, he could move the plane up and down and all this. And they arrested him right off, you know, the second they landed.
Now, was he doing this as a public service to say, hey, look what I could do?
He says he's
a hero.
Show people like, look, you know,
it's easy.
Yeah. And he's like, tried to reach out to the airplane companies and they don't like listen to him. So he's like, okay, I'm going to tweet it and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it. Did he get let off the hook after they, does he have to pay like huge amounts of fines and he can't ever ride a plane again? Or what's the deal with him?
I'm not sure. Actually, I haven't followed up on the case.
My bro-in-law finds glitches in Facebook that are like security breaches where he can hack people's accounts and emails Facebook and tells them how he found it or what to look for. And they send him like a check for $500 every time he finds
something. Oh, wow. Is it from Yul Kwan? I think that's what his job is.
No, because he sends out the checks.
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that Yul is like in charge of like something with setting up privacy on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that he'll email Facebook and be like, hey, there's a glitch here where I can change everybody's background information if I go through this little loophole. And they'll just be like, thank you for that and send him $500.
You think that they would pay more than that?
I feel you could
blackmail them and say like, hey, I'll change everybody's background if you don't give me $600.
Well, he called me and was like, there's this glitch and you could change President Obama's background on Facebook right now. And I was like, okay, tell me how
now,
to do it.
When you say you can change his background, are you like saying his, that
his,
you can
his work?
You can his change employee. His wallpaper or you could change no, like that. Oh, he used story. To be.
He used to go to high school at, you know, at such and such and he right. worked here and this is his current job.
He was in Menudo. Yeah. To. Right.
Yeah. And so you could change that to a whole bunch of funny stuff.
Okay. It might be worse if you could change his actual wallpaper though.
Yeah, to something pornographic.
Or something like Republicans rule.
Yeah, like which one is that? Like an elephant?
That would be a real prank. If you could change Obama's background on his Facebook page to the GOP is number one.
Can we bring me some cortisone?
Whoa.
Why, what's going on?
Rash life, brah.
Oh, rash life. Hashtag rash life.
Ever since the outfit they gave me for the party hadn't been washed with dermatologically friendly detergent. And the second I put on the like stylist outfit, I just rashed out ever since.
What kind of outfit did they have?
Just like some itchy ass suit.
You had to wear a suit to your own party?
It was the wackest suit ever.
What was
you didn't the, like it?
What was no, the dress
code? It looked
code?
Like I was gonna go play cricket.
Did they let you keep the suit?
I took it.
What was the what was the dress code like? If I could have shown up, because
I asked for kind of Eyes Wide Shut Illuminati Secret Society theme.
And did all the girls show up like that, or what?
I was the only one with the mask.
And you're not Illuminati, right?
If I was Illuminati, I wouldn't be broke. I'm
and you also wouldn't be able to say that
I'm
you were
like
Illuminati.
Tier three Illuminati. I'm like the, you know, the puppet.
Okay.
So do Illuminatis wear talismans and stuff?
Definitely. That's why I was trying to, you know, get so powerful that they were like, we need to bring him in and have him summon the Jupiter lightning.
Did
have
you
step up a tier?
Did you take on the Illuminati at one point?
Only when they wouldn't let me in, I was like, well, if you're not letting me in, I'm going to expose you. And then that didn't work. So I was like, no, please. I was kidding.
Who's like some of the leaders of the Illuminati?
Oh, I'm not about to get in if I give you that info.
Right.
Who's more, do the Black Crusaders have anything to do with the Illuminati?
Well, these days, Taylor Swift's the main recruiting agent.
I thought it was Beyonce.
Oh, no. Taylor has, she's the new, Beyonce, I don't even think is even in it anymore.
Yeah. Okay. I was did a quick search of Spencer Pratt Illuminati, but did you eat some sort of Illuminati donuts?
All donuts are Illuminati donuts.
Yeah. Okay. Because there's a YouTube video, full version, Heidi and Spencer almost killed by satanic Illuminati cops. Did that happen?
Whoa.
No, that was just editing.
That was editing? Okay.
Yeah.
Was that on the Hills?
Well, so when Heidi got one of her little cosmetic procedures, we had all these bodyguards in like black SUVs, you know, like pretty much like a private military, you know, contractors. And they were taking her from the hospital back to the house, and she couldn't be seen because she had that exclusive cover with People magazine. So what happened is as she's being transported from the SUVs to the house, they had an Hermes scarf covering her head, but it kind of from far away. And, you know, and she was being like kind of like carried by each like arm, like arm to like help her to the because she couldn't see because she had an Hermes scarf overhead. So they were leading her. But a construction worker across the street from the house saw these two black SUVs and all these guys in black.
Oh.
Girl with like, it looked like a something like a bag over her head. So he called 911 and said there was somebody being held hostage with like, and the guy thought he saw a gun or whatever. And so,
but it was just a scarf.
Heidi had just been to the hospital. We're just getting her all settled downstairs and I'm in the shower. And all of a sudden I like hear a helicopter. I'm like, what is that sound? Like, you know, like literally a helicopter in the shower. I'm talking as close as you can imagine a helicopter. And I open the window just a little bit to crack to see what's going on. And I see a helicopter like eye to eye with me because we lived on this bluff. So a helicopter could literally, I'm looking at a pilot. And then I close the window and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
What happened? Yeah.
And I'm thinking maybe it's like paparazzi, you know, trying to zoom in and get a shot of Heidi after all her surgery. So I open the window, look, you know, the shade again to look, and I close it again. I'm like, tripping, I'm tripping out here. And then I look one more time, and then all of a sudden on a megaphone, you in the window, you have 2 minutes to come outside with your hands above your heads. And I'm like, this can't, they can't be talking about me. Like, what is going on here? So I'm like, open
were you dressed?
Again, and it's like, yes, you. And I'm like, they must be talking to somebody below the house or something. And so then I go up, I throw on clothes and I go up onto the balcony, not like the front street, like the balcony that faces the, you know, the canyon. And it's like, you on the balcony, go outside immediately. And I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? And Heidi, you know, I'm so concerned about her People magazine cover. I'm like, she can't go outside. There's paparazzi out there. If she gets photographed, then her exclusive cover deal that, you know, and her story isn't told. So I'm so deep in like the fame hustle that I'm like, well, sorry, helicopter. I'm not going outside because I need Heidi has to stay here and not get pepped. So all of a sudden, you know, we have security cameras, you know, all around the property. I start seeing, you know, and below the house, I had a production studio, Pratt Productions, and I had editors in there. All of a sudden, I see all my editors getting like thrown to the ground and handcuffed and like pretty much dragged away, all these like super nerd geniuses. And I'm like, what is going down here? This is so crazy. I'm like, Heidi can't get thrown on the ground. She can't get it. So I call my lawyer and I'm like, Heidi can't go outside. Like, there's paparazzi out there. And he's like, well, do they have a warrant? And I'm like, I don't even know why these cops are here. And I'm like, I'm not opening it if they don't have a warrant because Heidi can't go outside and get photographed. Like, with all due respect to the police, this is paparazzi business here. And
This is your living, man.
Yeah, so all of a sudden the doors are just getting pounded on and Heidi's all medicated and freaking out, covered in bandages. And I'm just like, oh my God, what is happening here? So I finally, my lawyer, I say, well, I'm going to have to open the door. And then I hear the cops saying, if you don't open the door now, SWAT is coming in. You do not want SWAT coming in. And I was like, no, I do not. So we open the door and they rush in, you know, guns on us, thinking we're like, you know, there's somebody being held hostage in this house. And so they handcuff Heidi and they handcuff me. And I'm like, you can't let her be seen, the paparazzi. And they're like, the streets are closed at the bottom of the canyon. No paparazzi are here. We shut down the streets. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, then just arrest us then or hold us. So they like handcuffed us and spent like 45 minutes searching the whole house for this like hostage that was, you know, not there because it was Heidi. And then finally they're like, okay, we got a call for somebody being held with a gun to their head with a bag getting led in by multiple men. And I was like, well, didn't happen. Thanks for your guys' time.
Yeah.
So somebody called in and thought that you guys were kidnapping somebody?
They thought that Heidi was being kidnapped.
Oh my God.
By her own security.
Well, it's nice to know that if she had been kidnapped, that they would be on the scene quickly.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just glad we didn't get shot because all these dudes have their like fingers on the trigger, just ready to like shoot.
Were there
the
like
hostage.
lasers?
Oh, I was like, you're muzzling me.
Yeah, your sights are all focused on my chest and
you're
and
like,
forehead.
Where's your taser? Get your taser out.
Wow. Oh my God. All right. Well, thank God you guys didn't die or anything.
I mean, seriously.
Oh my God. Where would we be in right now?
But I thank the LAPD for their quick response and their thorough investigation.
Yeah. I would be like doing a podcast right now with Tyson and Natalie's husband from Marriage Boot Camp.
Yeah, that would go great.
That's the
Spencer,
darkest
what we're
timeline.
Saying, Spencer, is that we're glad that you made it through the ordeal and that you're here with us today.
The podcast.
I got that. Can we talk about something important that nobody's even addressed? That Heidi and I won reality TV Hall of Fame award.
Get out at the reality TV awards.
Yep. Yes. Where have you been, Rob? Doing 80 podcasts.
You know what? I'm not a huge fan of these reality TV awards.
Is that just because they haven't given you one?
I feel you would think that they would reach out to me a little bit more to like, you know, want to be in the mix for to be recognized, right?
They reached out to me one time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. This is the story for me. So while I was at the finale for Blood versus Water, the season I won, I was CBS gave me and my family VIP tickets to Let's Make a Deal with Wayne Brady as the host. And they did like a whole bunch. They did like photos of us and Wayne Brady and stuff like that. And then some guy comes from behind the background and he's like, hey, I work on this show, but I also am in charge of the reality TV awards. So I was like, oh, this guy made up this awards thing, I think. And he was like, do you want to come? It's like in a couple months. And I was like, maybe. So then I contacted CBS and was like, hey, is this reality awards thing like a real thing? And they're like, yeah, but we don't pay for you to go and we have nothing to do with it. And I was like, no, I'm not asking you any of that. And so then I looked into it more and it looked pretty rad tag.
Yeah.
And so I just finally was like, oh, are you guys paying me to come out? And he was like, no. And I was like, then I don't want to come because I saw the list of nominees and I wasn't going to get an award or anything.
Yeah. The thing about it is that it's much more about like celeb reality than anything with like a Marriage Boot Camp will be nominated more than Survivor or Big Brother or any of the other stuff that we typically cover on the show. So
like I don't want to take anything away from Spencer because I would love a Lifetime Reality Achievement Award, but I don't think it's in the cards for me, man.
Well, maybe we'll give you the Rob as a Podcast Lifetime Achievement Award.
When?
Well, I think we need to have our first ever Happy's Awards at some point.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And you'd definitely be in the mix for lifetime achievement.
I'd attend that.
Yeah. But we're not going to fly you out.
Oh.
All right. So tell us about this. Because interestingly, I'm looking at the website here for reality TV. So that's why I don't pay a lot of attention to it, because they don't talk about like a lot of the shows that we cover. It's a lot of like celebrity stuff.
I think Brandon Hance was on it for a TV villain one time.
Yeah. I think that they had they'll get like one like random like survivor person involved. Like I remember like they had like Abby Maria and like Philip Shepherd, like last year. And I think like, I want to say like, I saw a picture like Wu was there or something like that. Like it's always like somebody that's kind of random, but the red carpet was actually hosted by somebody that you voted off Survivor, Tyson.
It was?
Yes.
Hayden Moss?
No.
What season?
Token Jeans.
Oh, Candace Smith.
Yes, but you
voted off the girl from Millionaire Matchmaker?
Yes. Yeah.
The one that had sex with Luke Rockhold on her episode?
Whoa.
Probably.
Whoa.
But she's not listed as Survivor. She's only listed as Millionaire Matchmaker.
What
she
are you
had
talking
sex
about?
With one of the guys that was like looking to like on the show to be set up.
Allegedly. And, like, allegedly.
No, this like, was talked about on the show.
Oh, okay.
On Survivor?
No, on Millionaire Matchmaker.
Luke Rockhold.
Who's that?
He's a fighter.
And he's a millionaire.
He's probably a millionaire now. He's a big fighter in the UFC.
And so he was the millionaire looking to get set up, but instead she set herself up with him.
Yeah.
Okay. So now she's just going to set herself up with every millionaire and eventually it'll pan out for her.
Yeah. She was like, so what's the secret to reality TV host when she was quizzing us on the red carpet? And I was like, tequila. And she's like, and Adderall? I'm like, no, I said tequila. And she's like, and cocoa? And I'm like, no, I said tequila. And she's like, ah. I was like, oh my gosh.
That's what Candace Smith said?
Yes.
Now, on Twitter, somebody tweeted to her about Luke Rockhold. And she said, LOL, here we go with the kiss you heard happen and didn't see and not in the episode. Have fun with it. So I think she's denying that.
Well, Luke
Rockhold.
Well,
she's not necessarily denying it.
Yeah. Google what Luke Rockhold said.
What do I have to Google for that?
Luke Rockhold says he bangs Candace.
Is that what it said?
I think.
Millionaire Matchmaker Candace Smith explains what really happened with Luke. Are we interested in what she said, or are you only one?
We are just interested.
Oh, she's Tyson. She's Tyson's friend.
She's my friend?
Well, you played Survivor with her.
Yeah, I did play Survivor.
She tried to cook the beans and the rice at the same time. You were there.
Yeah, no, I liked Candace. I got along with Candace just fine on
Yeah, you wanted to put out Aaron, right?
Yeah, but I haven't really talked to Candace since Survivor, but she was always fine on the show. She got into some big argument with Taj during a challenge and everybody wanted to vote her out. So I just wrote her name down.
Okay.
We saw our friend last night at the wedding who's working on the new Survivor season. I was trying to get details out of them. Our friend who works on the set.
All right. Well, we don't want to know any details beforehand.
Well, I asked where the location was and I figured out based off of how tan she was that it's in a sunny environment.
So hold on. What? Hold on. Wait a second. Well, this is actually a big deal. Hold on.
Yeah, let's get the breaking news.
Breaking news are happening now.
All right. So Spencer Pratt has reported that the next season of Survivor is taking place where?
In a very sunny setting.
Okay, in a sunny setting.
How do you know, Spencer?
Based off of a crew member being very tan, and I said, you look very tan. That means that you must be in a tropical location and not in the snow. And she said, you're right, we're not in the snow.
So we know it's a girl, too. And not to play devil's advocate too much here, but you can get tan in the snow, but it's usually just your face.
Right.
Not
the snow reflects the.
Well, I asked about the snow, so they said no snow.
Okay. So the next season of Survivor will have sun, no snow, and a woman works on the crew?
Correct.
Oh my God. All right.
Should this we put spoiler alert in front of this?
Yes. Or okay. We need to add a hashtag spoiler to this podcast because we have now cracked a lot of. I hope this isn't going to get me in trouble with CBS.
Yeah, dude, I'm actually going to go way up by my mailbox for the...
Yeah, if anybody from CBS is listening to this,
know that Tyson,
yeah, Tyson brought Spencer into the podcast.
No,
I didn't know.
No.
I didn't know Spencer. Tyson knew him and said he's not going to spoil anything if you have him on the podcast. So I was going on by what Tyson said.
Wednesday, it's all coming out.
And okay. Wow.
Breaking news are happening now.
Wow.
So what's happening Wednesday, Spencer?
Wednesday, it's being revealed, she said, where it's going to be.
Wow.
Based off her tan. So then we'll get a little more closure as to why and how and where she got this tan from.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Is she regularly tan or is she not usually this
tan? Not this tan. This was like lying out with tanning oil tan.
Man.
Wow. Okay. Now, Spencer, we talked about the cast of Survivor Second Chance last week, and you were going to give us some recommendations this week. Did you happen to go back and take a look at anybody's cast video?
I watched whatever Tyson texted me. I watched all those videos. Are those the cast videos?
Yeah, that was all of them.
Yeah.
First off, I wasn't blown away by any of the people. I was thinking, and it made me realize that the people they cast for Survivor is not necessarily the type of people that I love on my Love and Hip Hop, Party right. Down South. So I think that it's hard for me to gauge what makes a good Survivor contestant based off of what I think is good reality TV. But just initially, right away, I liked Kelly because I liked...
Which Kelly?
The one that was in the first season.
Okay.
I like the idea of bringing somebody back who was, in the first season, now all the way to see, what her perspective of how much the game has changed and if her, first skills. But then I really liked that girl that was on Boston Rob's season. It seemed like she could...
Natalie Tenorelli.
I thought she had a good energy ready to get in the mix. But then I liked that one girl that voted her dad off. I thought that's what it takes.
Hold on.
Dad or her mom?
That should have voted.
Okay, so you like both the Kellys. You like Kelly Wentworth also.
They should both wear purple on this coming season.
But then I really liked that one girl that had that guy all freaked out in the video where he was like staring at her in her like little bathing suit. And he's like, she makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah, Michaela.
Yeah. That guy voted her out because she was a temptress and he didn't want to be sexually tempted.
He said she was like Delilah. Yeah.
I liked that. I liked that she has that power, but maybe she only had that power over that guy.
That one guy. You're right.
And then the guys, nobody really popped, too much. I like Tex just based off his character, the idea. I'm Tex. I'm from Texas.
Which you got, Mike?
Mike.
Who was the football player that got into it with
Brad
Tyson?
Culpepper. Yeah.
I like the fact that he had a couple words with Tyson.
And he really put Tyson in his place, right?
No.
A little. That's right. So
they showed that part, but I actually had the last word there.
Editors.
Well, if you watch the entire show instead of just that little clip, you see that I keep going and he just sits down.
That guy really got one over on Tyson that time.
No, wrong.
And who is the girl? I never saw the girl that was on your guys' Periscope last week.
The girl that was on our Periscope.
Yeah, Kelly Wentworth. The girl that wanted to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you just said you just said you like her.
Oh, wow. So that's her too.
Rob.
So not only is she a Tyson supporter, I'd already liked but
hold
then
on. Tyson has a question.
Her mom out. That was pretty gangster.
Ciara.
She's like, "Mom, you got to go."
And did you see I was in that clip too, cuz we had to draw rocks at a tribal council.
There weren't enough clips of you. That was my only problem.
Yeah, that was my gripe with all the videos too.
I'm going to go with the guy that had words with Tyson.
Brad Culpepper.
Brad, and I'm going to go... Heidi, you're sticking with that Kelly, right?
Both Kellys.
Heidi likes the original Kelly.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Boston Rob chick. I think she's ready to put in work.
Natalie Tenorelli.
Did you ever meet Boston Rob?
Me, no.
Yeah.
I have.
Tyson
I don't like
did.
The East Coast.
Yeah.
He sometimes is on the West Coast.
Yeah, but you can't. I can't like somebody when their first part of their name is like not like Cali Rob.
Yeah. California Rob. That yeah. actually has an okay ring to it too.
Or even like Hawaii Rob.
What about Valley Rob?
I'll take Valley Rob.
All right. So your recommendations right now are Kelly Wigglesworth, Natalie Tenorelli, Kelly Wentworth, Michaela, Sierra, and Brad Culpepper. That's it? Only one guy?
Oh, wait. How many are you allowed to actually
ten.
Vote
you get
for?
You 10 on each side.
10 girls.
Oh, my gosh. That's. I thought I was having to do one.
No.
So, yeah, keep going. Yeah. And then.
This is like where you have like a pizza. And they're like, okay, well, the pizza comes, you have a coupon for pizza. It's like, well, you get 10 toppings for free. It's like, okay, well, I like pepperoni, meatball, sausage, pepper. Like, okay, well, you still get 6 more toppings. And now you're like,
So how many did I just name?
You've named 5 women. You still have 5 more women you could recommend and 9 more guys.
Oh, 10 women I get to pick and 10 guys?
Yes.
20 people?
So what other toppings would you like?
I can't. I'm done.
That's it?
I didn't think I liked anybody that much more out of the videos I watched.
Is there anybody that you didn't like? Is there anybody that you had a really strong reaction to that you said, I hope this person doesn't get on?
No. Nobody really. That was the problem with those videos. Maybe they were too short and they didn't use good enough action-packed scene clips or whatever. But
yeah, I don't disagree with that. I don't think anybody really killed it in the video and anybody was really horrible.
Felt stale to me. I was I didn't think
Shane was really good.
I didn't think there were enough good-looking people.
Yeah.
They're all older. That's why. But I think Shane was the only natural one. The most natural.
Who is the guy with the thick beard, the long beard?
Max Dawson.
Who?
His name is Max.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I also like the two early guys, Jeff Varner and Andrew Savage. I think both of those actually were pretty natural. It's hard to be natural when you have to do like an interview like that where you have to get people to vote for you and you're like, hey guys, vote me. And then you can also tell that they have to do an interview kind of centered around the video clip that they show of their game. Cause they all said something about it. Like it showed like an argument and then they're like, you may remember me as the person that just barely argued with somebody right before you saw me talking here. You know?
Oh no, show looks whack.
Okay.
You're bored.
Okay. Well, Spencer, go back to your Lifetime Achievement Award. I'm sorry that we veered off of this because that was a great honor that you were a recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award of the Reality TV Awards.
Well, what I realized is being a reality TV member of the community now is pretty much means you're a gangster because I go to all the UFC events. You know, I got all these underground fights for guys trying to get into UFC. And I always thought it was the scariest crowd to be in. The reality TV awards had even a scarier crowd than any fight. I was like, we need to get out of here alive. And then I realized why. It's because reality TV personality people at this point in 2015 are pretty much killers. They will kill you to get in front of a camera. So it was just like, I felt like just all these vampires were in there and, you know, everybody just wanted to
vampires.
Yeah, they would just like suck your fame blood and
scarier than that.
They just felt like it just was dark. It was like, it was pretty much, I imagine, the opposite of what the Oscars audience would feel like, or the Grammys, or the Emmys, or the CMT, or the AMAs. Oh no, it just felt like we tried to get our award and get out of there as fast as possible.
How did the ceremony go? They just like show, like, who presented the Lifetime Achievement Award? Because usually they give like somebody that knows you to be the presenter at
They asked us to get like a famous person to give us the award, and all the famous people I reached out to said no. So they just had the host give it to us, and he was he was the love interest in Mean Girls, is what Heidi informed me about.
Okay. Oh. Is this the first time they've given a Lifetime Achievement Award? Are you the first recipients?
We
of
are the
this?
First recipients of the Hall of Fame Award.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
The host of the awards was Jonathan Bennett of Mean Girls and Dancing with the Stars.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There it is. Okay. And so he was nice. I felt bad for him. He said, man, this is a rough crowd. They're not laughing at any of my jokes. And I was like, yeah, they don't look too friendly.
Is he a professional comedian though?
And then right when Heidi thanked God for the award and like one of the guys from like the Deadliest Catch crew, one of those like boat crews looked right up and they were like in the front row and they looked right up to Heidi and they're like, thank God for your breast.
Wow.
And what did you do?
I looked away really quick.
Yeah, some of those Deadliest Catch guys are pervs. Like they had one of those guys
on. Some are or all of them.
I don't want to, you know, paint with that kind of brush, but you know, they had like a Sig, the guy, the main guy on Celebrity Apprentice, and he was like,
"This Rob, why don't we accuse all of them but one for being pervs?"
No.
They all assume that they're the one guy. That way, you don't get in trouble, but still, it's pretty much more true to life.
I don't know that one guy that they had on Celebrity Apprentice. He was pretty pervy. He would say crazy things.
Yeah,
he said on that show. He said,
"I can't find my penis in the morning."
Yeah, because he said he was around too many women.
So he can't. I don't get that.
And then he brought like Hooters he girls
out. Cycles.
Yeah. He brought like Hooters girls onto one of the things when he was the project manager. He was like, "We need Hooters girls. That'll get people in here."
So yeah, they looked friendly, and then I got kind of, you know, not molested.
Oh boy.
Whoa.
How would you word how that dance mom coach kind of like grabbed me?
Aggressive.
Manhandling, Heidi said. I was manhandled by Abby Lee Miller, the dance mom coach.
Yeah.
And she was kind of controlling my personal space.
Is that a show?
Dance Moms?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You claim to be a reality TV person. You don't even know what Dance Moms is.
I don't watch much reality
she
TV.
Won, and she also won the best villain. Is that right?
Oh, did she last night?
Yeah.
The other night?
Oh, I'm looking you at claim the, to be a reality TV.
I'm looking at the results.
Won the awards.
I'm looking
I know
at the results.
The stars are.
Yes. That she won best villain, Dance Moms.
Oh yeah, so she was.
Did she villainize you at all?
Yeah, I felt like a victim.
Yeah, I think Survivor got snubbed again, Tyson.
Again,
they didn't win. They didn't win anything.
They do that to us.
There was like American Ninja people doing flips on the red carpet.
Who was doing flips? Woo?
American Ninja people.
Oh,
American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, they won Heartfelt Moment at the Reality TV Awards.
For the little, like, scrawny gymnast girl who was dope on the show, or what?
She totally killed it on YouTube.
Yeah, she did.
Okay. All right.
Is she there?
I told you, we were in and out faster than you could even comprehend.
What was your speech?
I didn't have any money for the valet, so I literally hit up one of the, like, publicists. I was like, let me get $6. And they looked at me like I was crazy. I'm like, for real, let me get $6. And they're like, huh? I'm like, I need $6. And they're like, I'm like, no, like, come on, just $6. And they finally gave it to me. I'm like, thank you.
Wow.
What you should have just given them your award.
Yeah, right. That thing's worth $300.
It is?
Yeah. Everybody else had to buy theirs.
What is it made out of?
Pure metal. Gold.
Pure gold?
Yeah. You know, I'm on the Reality TV Awards Facebook page, and they actually have a post about how one of the Survivor players from this season has an important message about the Reality TV Awards. Do you want to hear it?
Okay.
Okay. This is Carolyn from Survivor Worlds Apart has an important message about the Reality TV Awards.
Hello. I'm sorry I can't be with you at the Reality TV Awards tonight, but you can watch them live at realitytelevisionawards.com. And don't forget, vote for me, Mama C, for Survivor Second Chance. Thank you.
Wow.
She sounds like she just read that.
Wow, so they got an endorsement from Mama C.
Yeah. Wow, that goes a long way.
There you go. All right. Spencer, how come they didn't have you record a video?
They probably asked us.
Because you were there live.
Yeah, I was there. We were late, though.
Okay.
Fashionably or even past that?
Well, we were just there right in time. I think they started, but we hid in the back. I couldn't deal with all these people.
Wow. So you really, like, you were right in that at one point, and now you have disdain for it.
No, I never enjoyed big crowds, really.
Yeah, I've been to things like this, and you're right, absolutely. Like, there's just, like, all these people who are, you know, and it is true what they say about the, you know, 15 minutes of fame with the reality TV, and you go on these shows, and then, you know, you're hot for a minute, and then, like, the world wants to walk away, and you're like, no, I still have more to say. And there's cameras around, and people are, like, trying to, like, be outrageous and be crazy and shouting and stuff like that. And I never really, like, wanted any part of that. And it's can be fun to, like, people watch, but it's also kind of not fun to be at some of these things.
Speaking of the 15 minutes, I actually used that in my acceptance speech. I said, well, if there was any doubt about whether my 15 minutes of fame were up, thank you, Reality TV Awards, for making it official, because they gave me the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Got it? I get it.
Yes. Thank you. There you go.
And did everybody laugh?
It was the only laugh of the whole night, I heard.
Really?
That's what the host said.
And that sounds like you did your job.
It's a serious affair at the Reality TV Awards.
What if you get another Hall of Fame award next year?
I know they're going to be asking us next year to hand out another Hall of Fame award.
And I have to present.
Can you tell them to either give it to me or to Rob?
I'm going to say I will only present the award if it's one of you guys.
Okay.
Fair enough.
You're
and speaking
friend.
Of our friendship, Rob, you didn't even RSVP back that you weren't coming to our party.
Well, I apologize for that. Ouch. Here's what happened. Here's what happened with...
Do we want to really...
I don't want to hear any late excuses.
I wasn't going to give an excuse. I was just going to tell you what happened.
That sounds like a polite excuse.
Yeah.
I told my wife that I want to go to it. And she works on Friday nights. And she said that I couldn't go because I had to stay home and watch the baby. And I said, well, why don't we get a babysitter? And she said, I'm not having a babysitter here from 12 o'clock at noon until midnight. And so, and that was really where it ended.
Okay. It sounds solid.
Did, was that emasculating to you a little bit?
A little bit. And I was like, you know, Nicole, when I tell you I need to do something, like, I don't want you to say that you can't. And I said that, you know, if I told you, like, I really needed to do something, like I don't care how many hours a babysitter is here. Like,
why
if it was
didn't
an emergency.
Take Dom with you?
Well,
were
he was
kids
he goes
there, Spencer.
He was that's past.
I would have taken anything with RP.
That would have been two people up, man.
I was about to start recruiting from Skid Row.
You should have just started, like, adopting children.
It was embarrassing. It was definitely one of those moments where I felt like, I'm even irrelevant in my own life.
Wow. But I apologize. I did want to go.
My parents got so drunk that they forgot that they were filming a show. And my parents said no to, like, almost $200,000 to, like, make a cameo on The Hills. And they've never been on TV. And I told them, like, just don't come near me. Stay away from the cameras if you're going to be there. Be off on, like, the fringe over here, you know. And they were just dancing and partying and yelling at the deep. They just lost the plot. And I said, well, I hope you guys are ready for your big reveal.
Here's a funny joke. When the reveal happens, will you ask your dad to change his last name to Cool Guy?
In my speech at the party, I said, thanks again, Dad, for letting me keep the name.
Okay.
Did it pan to him?
Oh, he fist pumped.
Nice.
All right. So, we've gone so far in this episode that I think this might be the furthest we've ever gone without getting into the news.
Oh, wow.
All right. Are you ready to talk about the news?
Yep.
I brought my great human meat story. So
you're ready to go? Here we go. It's crazy, but it happens. My right. All right. Spice and news.
Hold on. We got breaking news. Heidi says I'm on Us Weekly right now talking about Bruce Jenner. What is this?
Wait, get her to read into the microphone. We can't hear her.
Woo. All right. Go back to human meat.
All right. Wait, to give us that, we couldn't really hear. What did Heidi say?
Everything I've already said on the podcast about how I already knew about this.
You're very positive about this.
For like 10 years, all positive, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
You're a good friend.
In Nigeria. Oh, wait. This is big time. I think I've actually eaten at this restaurant in Nigeria. Oh, no, it's southeastern Nigeria.
Is it the one where all the princes gather to write their emails?
They have great Wi-Fi.
So, yeah, these people at the hotel.
Hotel Terminus, right?
They were eating human meat. And one local resident was not surprised, saying, every time I went to the market, I observed strange activities going on in that hotel. Wow. Very creepy. And people say the Illuminati's not real. They have their own restaurants.
You think the Illuminati has something to do with the Nigerian hotel that serves meat, human meat burgers?
I think it's probably one of their hotels.
Oh my
human
God.
Human meat burgers? Because isn't ground meat like supposedly like the dirtiest of meats?
Because it touched the ground?
Nah.
Is that why?
Do you have like a drum thing right there for
no,
a joke?
No, I don't do that. I don't do that. That's it.
Oh, there we go. No, I thought that for some reason, like ground beef and stuff, like people stay away from that shit if they are concerned at all with health issues.
Makes sense.
I guess so. So this Nigerian restaurant, what's the name of it? So we can kind of give it a bad review on Yelp or let's see the reviews it got on Yelp.
What do you think has a better review, this Nigerian restaurant or Spencer's Single on iTunes?
I bet Spencer's Single.
They're probably similar. I can't believe they don't give us the name of this hotel restaurant.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they need to give it.
Well, if any of our listeners have eaten at this restaurant in Nigeria, please call in and let us know what this human meat tastes like.
Yeah.
Okay. Let us know. You don't have a hot take on this?
I just hope they have A1 there.
I'm assuming they mince it and saute it because that will hide any flavor.
Lots of garlic, onions.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Soy sauce.
All right. Well, how about this story? And this is another story that is very, very shocking. So there was a man who was a mogul who spent $8 million to purchase an adult film star.
Just to be his assistant. So just to be an assistant.
Well, we don't know what's going on here.
Assistant.
Yeah. That adult film star, what is her name? Raula Misaki?
That's what I recall.
He bought a 15-year, $8 million contract with her. That she's a 22-year-old, and there is a businessman from Chicago, and now he has hired her to be his personal assistant on an $8 million 15-year contract.
Wow. Do you think she's still going to be like the goods in 15 years?
I don't know. Now she's really popular. She has over 4.8 million followers on Weibo, which is Chinese Twitter.
It's the Chinese government's way they can monitor you all day long.
Yeah. Spencer, how many followers do you have on Weibo?
You know, it's so funny. The other day, Apple gives you like the option, I don't know where, but to like when you like upload your photos and you can like choose Tumblr or Facebook, they now have the two Chinese sites. And I was like, man, I should just make my own Chinese accounts. And then I decided that it was just going to take too much Google Translate to have my own Chinese social media. But I thought about it.
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure like how this came to be. Like, was she like up for auction? Like, how did they negotiate this contract?
I think it's the same thing Charlie Sheen did with his ex-fiance. They just really love these girls and they DM them like, hey, how much does it cost to buy you?
A 15-year contract. That's huge.
$8 million. I know. I got a couple of friends that would sell themselves for like half that.
Yeah, Tyson, is that a fair market value? Personal assistant? I don't know. I guess it depends. I mean, $8 million is a lot of money, but 15 years is a lot of money too.
Yeah, but it depends on how much they're doing. Like, are they the chauffeur as well? Are they keeping notes? Are they keeping your calendar? Are they running your dry cleaning? Are they doing all that stuff?
I don't know. I don't know what she's doing.
What?
I'd like to read that contract. I bet that contract reads like 50 Shades of Grey.
You'd like it to, wouldn't you, Rob?
Yeah, what is in that contract? I don't know.
Man, maybe we'll never know.
We may well never know. All right.
Rob, did Tyson send you the video of our latest Flocka person?
I don't think so. I have some news about Flocka, but maybe it's the same thing.
The one where that cop's talking about that person on Flocka. Tyson, will you pull it up? You got it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Send us that latest again. The Spice and Hour. We have all the latest in Flocka news every week. Here's the story
Was it a video? It was just a story.
There was a video. There's a cop talking about the person on the Flocka.
Yeah. Here's the story. Okay. Here's the story that I got from Spice and intern Lita, who says that, again, a lot of the listeners have been sending us the latest in Flocka news. And this is one. There's a 17-year-old girl in Australia who was arrested naked while on Flocka. She was covered in blood from punching through a glass window and screaming, "I am Satan and I am God." The girl thought that she had taken LSD. Okay.
Yep, this is it.
This is the story that we have.
And here's part of the, you know, we keep wondering, why is everybody naked on Flocka? And apparently that reason is because that Flocka raises your body temperature. So this would definitely be bad for Spencer. Hashtag rash life, right?
Yep.
So a lot of people are freaking out with the Flocka.
Do you have the video of the cop talking about it?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's want me to play it?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll play it right here. Ready?
Okay.
Yes.
Police say they found a teenager stark naked, yelling that she's God and smashing through strangers' windows. Their fear here is that this could have been the result of a scary new drug called Flocka. It's popping up in Brevard County. Fox Certified's Daryl Nail reports.
This most recent Flocka-related arrest happening right here on Sycamore at this home behind me, a 17-year-old girl completely naked, jumping through the window, and there's more bizarre behavior. Police saying today they believe it's Flocka-related and that it's creeping into this community. The window of the Sycamore Street home closed with hurricane shutters after a 17-year-old girl jumped through it naked at 2:30 in the morning on Saturday in Melbourne, according to police. Her arrest report says when police arrived, she charged the officer while screaming, "I am God, I am Satan." The officer tased her in the front lawn.
Don't know what kind of drug she was on.
Flocka.
It is indicative of that drug that's from South Florida, the Flocka.
Flocka, a cheap synthetic designer drug that burst onto the scene in 2012 in South Florida, creeping now north into communities in South Brevard. Police say this is the third arrest likely connected to the dangerous opiate, which users claim makes them feel superhuman.
When anyone gets in a situation like that where they don't really know what they're doing and they're not thinking clearly and becoming aggressive to the police officers, it is definitely a concern for
us.
For the first time.
Did we get it?
Yeah. I just have a question. Why are we spending so much time talking about Flocka on this show?
Well, there's a few things here.
Okay.
First of all, it's Melbourne, Florida, not to be confused with Melbourne, Australia.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk to Lita about that.
And then second, the other thing that's interesting is if I read about I don't do drugs.
Right.
Kids, don't do drugs. Stay in school. But if I did drugs and I read about Flocka and it was like, I'm going to strip down naked, jump through windows and charge at police and try to attack them, I don't know if that would be the drug that I'd be like, I want to try that.
I would be like, Flocka, no.
Exactly.
What the Flocka?
I think we talk about it because it's got the best name right now on the market. Like
branding.
Who's branding that? Like, it sounds like the new WhatsApp. Like, let me get that Flocka.
You think Heisenberg's behind this?
It's what's his blue ice?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Blue meth, blue crystal.
Well, we just hope that this is a PSA for this podcast. So we don't want anybody who listens to this trying Flocka.
Yeah.
Don't but if drugs, you were to try Flocka and you were already going to try Flocka on your own and you just heard this, please call in and tell us about your experience.
I would say like the, well, I was going to say that they should, because you get arrested and in the police report, it says what you were saying, but don't say like, I heard about this on Tough Spicin' Hour.
Yeah.
Don't do
unless
that.
Unless it's like a major, like if you're talking to the news and then it's promotion. Like if it's like,
yeah,
Spencer Pratt made me do this.
We'll take promotion if you're talking to the news.
There's no such thing as bad publicity, right?
I think Spencer? That would be it.
No way. Did you ever watch that thing I told you to watch, Rob, with that girl that's saying, I'm legally blind. Did you ever watch it?
No, what was it?
You still never watched that?
No, send it to me.
I don't even know what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Remember I told you that story about that famous viral video where that girl gets arrested?
On Flocka?
Like, no, she says, I'm legally blind. Okay. Inside.
I feel like I saw it, but I forget what happened.
All right, I'll find it and send it to you. All right, well, I know Rob has like four other jobs today, so we're running out of time.
Yeah, we're running out of time, but we have a couple more news stories.
It sounds like you're trying to get out of here.
I got nowhere to go. I got nowhere to go. I already did all of my agenda today, which was eating bagels and cream cheese.
Yeah. And recording this.
I've got like 15 more minutes.
All right, great. I got 15 million more minutes.
That's what you think, but then you get a dope job offer somewhere and... that's your life, man.
I think that last job offer was a prank call, like I always thought, because I haven't heard anything back.
Mm. Who do you think it was? Did you have public beef with anybody recently?
I don't know. Maybe my grandma.
She likes to punk you like that.
Remember when we were talking about glitter bombs on this show?
Well, yeah, now the Australian company.
Yeah, now there's something else that they're calling jarts. Which is a fart in a jar. And you could send somebody it comes with a note. And in 2 to 3 business days, you can send somebody a fart in a jar.
But don't you think that you would get that and be like, well, there's nothing in this jar. It must be fart air.
Well, maybe does it, I guess it really smells bad when you.
No, it smells bad. I'm sure it smells bad, but
you might as well do mine where you just send the poop.
Because you don't, yeah, because if I were to get a jar in the mail with nothing in it, but it was sealed, I would know that that was a fart in a jar.
I would think it was that Russian poison radiation flute, that stuff they got that guy in with his tea.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, the KGB killed that dude in London with that isotope that, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you wouldn't send this to anybody, right?
No.
Is it expensive?
I wouldn't hire a company to do it.
It's only 10 bucks. It's only 10 bucks. Like that's a good deal on a jar.
A custom version.
Yeah, I'm too pretty to fart anyways, bro.
All right. So this we say thumbs down on the jart.
Yeah. I don't like it. I like the glitter one better because glitter just, it's funny and super annoying. And the fart one's just kind of gross. And it's like, the fart one, it's not like the public gets to revel in it because you can't like show up to work and be like, oh, I have fart cloud hovering around my face for the rest of the day. Whereas the glitter bomb, it's stuck until you like do a couple showers.
Right. Maybe the jar is sealed so tight that when you open the jar, it sort of makes like kind of like a fart noise when
like
you,
boop.
Yeah, when you open the jar also.
That could be, but even still, you're not going to be publicly humiliated in any way. Only you and the sender know what happened.
Yeah. And does it sort of say like, you know, about the person that sent you a jar of fart that they're kind of a loser? That they went through all the time to send you a fart in a jar?
Well, if somebody sent me a fart in a jar, unless it was a friend that was doing it as a joke, if it was somebody that was really trying to get at me, I would just never mention it ever, and they would assume that I never got the jar.
Mm. Okay. All right.
So we haven't congratulated Spencer yet on his graduation. I mean, I think I did in person, probably closer to when it actually happened. But I feel
I
like
I decided just because, that every year I'm going to have a graduation party.
Okay.
Wow.
And slowly but surely, more people will be there.
Yeah, well,
I think so.
Yes.
I think if you would have invited the RHAP fan base, you would have.
Oh, yeah,
had,
the people would have showed up.
People would have definitely showed up.
Well, if I had known, I really didn't have any fake friends.
It would have been better than going to Skid Row.
Oh, I thought most of the fans are on Skid Row.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Trying to play you some graduation music.
Oh, I like that.
That does not sound like graduation music.
Who gave your commencement speech at your graduation, Spencer?
My actual one a year ago was the guy that owns that...
Fart in a Jar company?
The Salesforce.com.
Salesforce.com. Is that some type of employment thing?
I guess. You see, he's pretty damn rich is what I figured. Do we have any ads today? Sorry that I shouted out.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Why don't you give the commencement speech now for your graduating class?
Well, I hope all of you know you're entering the real world and life's about to suck, so you should go get drunk one last time.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you. He's famous, guys. Reality TV award winner.
Lifetime achievement.
Crap.
Last night, we're at this wedding, and all these like serious adults were like, so what do you do for a living? I'm like, ugh, not this question again.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like,
What do you say? What do you say? Someone says, what do you do for a living?
I say, I do reality television when I can, and when I can't, I do nothing.
Tyson, what do you say to that question?
I sell bikes.
Bikes?
No, I usually don't say that. I usually say nothing. I had one guy before I had won Survivor, but I had been on Survivor, and he was like, so what do you get out of Survivor if you don't win the million? Oh, what do you get from Survivor? And I was like, well, if you win, you get fame and fortune. And if you don't win, you just get fame. And he's like, oh, did you win? I was like, nope. So I have fame, which is almost as good as fortune.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, no, actually.
He was going to debate you?
Yeah. Well, I said it sarcastically because I was like, fame really without fortune is useless. And he was like,
that's not true. I take photos with strangers every day.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. So I guess if you could save all those up and use those as currency, it really would be something.
Yeah.
But this guy was like, well, that seems lame. And I was like, yeah, but you're the one here having the conversation with me.
Yeah. The problem with reality TV, I think that Bill Simmons might have said this, where it's like, reality TV will make you like famous enough that people recognize you at Burger King, but it doesn't pay you enough that you don't have to eat at Burger King. So it's really like a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people still expect you because they see you and they're like, oh, you were on TV. You obviously are a billionaire.
You have money, right?
Yeah.
You were on TV. It's like, not really.
No, I actually paid to be on there just so I could be on TV.
Yeah, no, it sucks. And I had no perspective at the time when mm-hmm. I was making so much money. I thought everybody in reality TV made so much money and I thought you could actually have a career. So I spent all that money and I realized that's the dumbest thing you can do as a human.
Let's say you had a time machine right now and could go back and talk to yourself for 60 seconds.
Oh, I would say, do not spend $1. Milk this shit. Go get everything you can for free and get a storage unit and fill it up and do not give anyone anything and don't help anyone and be selfish and get more money.
And then me as your younger self would say, why?
Because you're going to be broke with no job.
I think that would be the sales pitch I would need as a younger Spencer Pratt to hold on to my assets.
If I had a little fairy fly in, like out of Peter Pan, and tell me that, my life would be so different.
Do you think, though, that you and me and Rob would be friends if that had happened?
And can you put a price on that?
Well, it's a very scary observation. I don't know.
I'd hate to think.
Shudder to think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would be so available.
Wow.
Declan loves Heidi, or loves Spidey, or Declan and Spidey, or whatever the name is, said that they, if they had $1 million, or if they had millions of dollars, they would give it to you because you deserve it. Spencer.
Thanks, Declan. Declan lives in Scotland.
Oh. Cool.
What's the conversion rate then?
Is a million Scottish whatever they are. Scotland, what? Pounds? Do they use pounds too? Probably.
I think so.
Okay. All right. Let's do one last news story. Okay. All right. And of course, this is one that's particularly relevant to this show because a Texas mayor forgot to turn off his microphone recently when he went for a pee break.
And he killed a bunch of people.
No. During a city council meeting and during the speech, a serious speech, everybody could hear him peeing and he didn't seem to wash his hands. Some people are speculating maybe he showered the day before.
I mean, that's a safe assumption with, I would say, 90% of first worlders, maybe not 90%, maybe 60% of first worlders that they have showered the day before.
Okay.
Or that day. Within a 48-hour period, you would think that most people will have taken a shower.
So if we got you guys lavalier microphones, would that be better or worse for the podcast?
Well, I didn't wash my hands and I took a pee break once while you and Spencer were talking.
Yes.
But I had to get back here immediately and I had showered the day before.
So there was one time you took a pee break that was an unannounced one. You just like ran away.
Yep.
And if we would have been like, Tyson, what's your take on that?
Yeah, you wouldn't have gotten anything and you would have probably tried to call me back even though we were still connected.
Tyson, are you there? Tyson.
Yeah. Hold on, Spencer. I got to call Tyson back.
Wow.
And Spencer may have taken a pee break right now. Spencer, are you there?
That was a fake out.
Gotcha. Yep.
Got us. Okay.
Spencer, did you take any pee breaks this time?
I started with one.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's a good idea.
Well, I started too, but I drank a lot of coffee to get going. That's why I was so energetic. You guys didn't see, but I've been doing burpees and muscle ups and stuff over here while we've been chatting.
Wow. Well, this was a fun show today.
I think we had fun.
Yes.
Spencer, did you have fun?
Oh, I have a thing I want to discuss.
Okay.
Real quick. This can be edited out. This could just be for Periscope. What the craziest place you can find human beings, all the crazy antics, is in a sold out movie theater, the games people play with seats. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because there's the buffer seat.
With the things people do with jackets and saving, but fake saves and putting legs up. And I mean, the other night, I swear I saw human nature at its worst for the Mad Max. And I was like, this is it right here. This is it, people.
Yeah. You know, we have a theater right next door to my house and there's a brand new IMAX theater. That's crazy. It's got recliner chairs and tables next to them and they're heated seats. And some of them like are massage chairs and stuff too. And, I will go to the more janky theater by my house because nobody goes there. I went to Mad Max and there were literally 15 people in the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like some sort of like apocalyptic world when you go to the movie theater are sold out and you have to like just sort of fight people just for a seat.
That's what I mean. It was just like the manipulation and the lie. Like it was getting ridiculous. And you just sit there. I'm just like watching all this playing out. And it's like you almost want to have like road rage on these people. Like, just stop lying. There's no one there. You're lying. I know.
You should have gotten up to the front and just done that.
I don't know. I try to
keep it. What's the move? Do you narc on them? Do you go tell the usher?
No, you just encroach on them until it comes to like them really saying there's somebody sitting there or not. And then I think the other thing you do is you go to a theater that has assigned seating.
I told you my assigned seating racism story, right?
Yeah, you did. But I don't think everybody
is it appropriate for the podcast?
It's so good.
Yeah. So okay. Heidi, and we took Heidi, his music producer, to his first movie at the Arclight, and he didn't know it was assigned seating, and we just handed him his ticket. And he's an African-American man. And all of a sudden, the movie started and a white usher and a white couple come up to him and they point to him and like, sir, you need to get out of your seat for these people right now. And he just thought this was like, you know, black versus white, you know, shade they were throwing at him. And he was like, no. What is wrong with America? I'm not getting up for them.
Right.
What are you doing? Like freaking out. Everyone's looking at him. And this was, and the guy's like, you need to get up now. This is for them, not you. And he just thought this was like this big conspiracy. And then finally he storms out of theater. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I was like, I told you we weren't sitting in our seats. He's like, huh? I'm like, look, they're assigned seating. So it was this whole big, you know, and that's funny. Think it was, what movie was it? It was some heavy, like, what was that movie with the oil? Blood.
Selma.
No blood for.
There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Blood. And it was like the opening, and everyone was so quiet, and there was just this big showdown. And so that's when assigned seating can create problems if you're not aware.
I had that one time that Nicole and I went to go see something at the Arclight. And if people don't know what we're talking about, that there's a movie theater chain that they give you, you buy, like, you pick out your seats online. I know it's kind of crazy that not
most
a lot of places.
Most local ones are like that. Most of ours.
Okay. Well, if you live in a place where it doesn't, you don't have that, then that's what we're talking about. And me and Nicole tried to go there, and they were just like these two older women, and they were in our seat, and we were like, "Excuse me, I think those are our seats." And they were like, "Just like, no, these are ours. These are ours." And like the usher came, they wouldn't do anything, and they just squatted on our seats, like they wouldn't get out.
Wow.
Yeah.
We had
and it was like, sold that movie. We were like, but we bought tickets. They're in our seat. They're like, we don't know what to do.
We had one where it was a similar situation. And like 30, 40 minutes into our movie, this old couple walks in and they're getting all over my friend's shit and being like, you're in our seat, sir. You're in our seat. And I was like, that is so weird. They came in halfway through. They're obviously in the wrong theater. But he was like, no, no. And they sat down for like a couple minutes because he was just like, no, this is my seat. And so they're like, oh, well, here's two empty seats. We'll sit down. And I was of the mind to just let him sit there. But my friend was kind enough to be like, I think you're actually in the wrong theater because we're about halfway through this thing.
Oh.
People.
Do you say something to people when they're coughing on you in movie theaters and like just like sound like they have Ebola? Do you ever say something?
Yeah, I think you can.
Be like, hey, maybe you should go to the hospital.
Yeah.
But that's being considerate if you say that.
I will get an Uber car to the hospital for you.
Oh, speaking of Uber cars, so when did like Hollywood, like when we used to be famous back in the day, like they would use like legitimate, like, you know, music, Express or CLS or like these major companies with like background checks, like for, you know, drivers.
Okay.
And the other day the driver was waiting for us for the show, and I go out there and I'm like, oh, what company? He's like, oh, I'm Uber. And I'm like, this, they're sending Ubers now? Like, you're just gonna send some stranger to come get my wife and drive for 3 hours? I was like, I'll drive her, you can leave. He's like, huh?
Okay.
I don't trust Ubers. I just, they're suspect.
Well, not all of them.
Yeah.
Well, why would I trust just somebody?
Why would you trust anybody?
Well, because in these companies, at least they have to like, they somewhat of a little background check, and they're employees and they have like a career here. These Ubers are just like independent contractors.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Like, I got into an argument with my mom about this once. I was just like, you know, like, I feel where we had to send her someplace, and I'm like, oh, I could just call you an Uber. And she's like, yeah, and then I'll get killed. And I was like, no, why would you say that? Like, why is that any different than a taxi?
Those taxis, they have those like IDs on the front.
Okay. Well, I'd rather have the guy that has like the GPS that you could track where like you, like somebody wants to kill, like a taxi driver wants to kill you. They're driving off. You never see that guy again. At least I can track. Oh,
you didn't see
on
that
the Uber
movie with Angelina Jolie and Denzel Washington where the taxi guy, the doors lock and then he drives you into like the train station.
Yeah, I'd rather be in an Uber like that. I'd rather be in an Uber with a crazy person. At least I could see like a, on my app, on my phone, I have a picture of the person.
I don't know. These Ubers.
Tyson, settle this.
I take Uber, but a lot of times I'll even take Lyft, which is a cheaper version of Uber.
Yeah. I'll take that over a taxi any day.
Yeah. To me, it's just like whichever is there quickest. If there's a taxi right in front of my face, I'll take that.
But what are you more scared of having something bad happen to you in a Lyft, an Uber, or a taxi, or a town car?
I'm equally scared of all of them, except for Lyft. You usually get students because they don't have, like, they'll come pick you up in like a 1986 Acura Integra or something, which is kind of gross. But at the same time, it's just like a college kid who's making his way in life and doesn't want to be a stripper.
Okay.
So
who doesn't want to be a stripper?
Ugly people.
You said that in a really creepy voice.
Is that heavy breathing on Spencer's end?
Are you on Flocka?
No, I definitely can't do Flocka with my heat rashes. Yeah. I already have to walk around everywhere naked.
All right. Boom. All right. Hashtag rash life today.
Yeah, I like it.
All right.
And the first RHAP member to get rash life tattooed across their knuckles.
Guess what?
We will interview them on this show. Has to be legit tattoo, like permanent.
That would be one hell of a show.
One hell of a show.
Yeah. What if they already have that?
Then
see the receipt for the tattoo.
I think I think it's probably going to be somebody on Flocka that is tattooing themselves.
Whoa! Did you know Carl's Jr. now has a burger with hot dogs on top of it?
I did not.
A burger, a hot dog burger, burger.
There's a hot dog patty, or there's burger patty, and then on cheese, and then on top of that, sliced hot dogs.
Would you eat that?
I bet the burps from that are so gross.
Yeah, probably. Would you eat that, Spencer?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, when can we have spice in merchandising?
What do you want to merchandise?
Everything. And then what's up? When are we going to have our own spice in iTunes link? I want to put it in my bio on Twitter like I have a career.
I've dropped the ball on that, but Survivor is over on Wednesday and I will have much more time, unlimited time to work on Spice and Hour stuff.
All right. Because, you know, I definitely want to have a link that I can be promoting.
No, I blew it on that.
So this season's done. We got it.
It's over on Wednesday.
Are we just going to do like 1 million episodes or do we have seasons or how are we going to
break what would be the season at the end of the season? We have a season finale.
Is there going to be a break? If there's never, if it's a continuous like weekly thing, then it's just episode, number of episodes.
All right. So infinite.
Infinite.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We're like SportsCenter. Like there's no season.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It just keeps going and going.
Right. It's no season finale.
Oh, did you see Avengers yet, Tyson?
Yes.
How was it?
It's fine.
Is it worth seeing in theaters?
Did you not see it yet?
No.
I liked Mad Max better.
Well, you can't compare the two.
Yeah,
which
I have
one,
a special place. The Avengers is just too fantastic for me. It's
too
just
fantastic.
Yeah, it's just, it's like.
I hope nobody says that about this podcast.
I hope they do say it's too fantastic.
It's too fantastic. Yeah.
It's just, yeah, I mean, it's just like so much and it's just all CGI and it's just like, I don't know. There's a point for me where it just is like too much action and that was it.
Actually, one last question real quick. Spencer, which one of these two women should be the Bachelorette?
Oh, Heidi, which is the girl I like on the Bachelorette?
Who do you endorse to be the Bachelorette?
Not the one from California.
No, I like the hostess one.
No, The other one.
Oh, no, this is the great Spice and Hour debate of 2015.
No, the Hollywood host is a phony, dude.
Yeah.
What do you think makes the best reality star?
Oh.
Yeah, but if she's going to take this seriously as the Bachelorette.
Nobody, none of these people do.
Yeah, they do. They need to take it seriously. The people that get on the show, they don't have to take it seriously. But these other people, we want to see this girl like either get her heart broken or these find true love.
They can't get their hearts broken only when they don't get the Us Weekly covers.
I'm more excited about Bachelor in Paradise.
All right. All right. Well, we got to wrap this up, but great job. We will see next week on Spice and Hour which Bachelorette ultimately got it. You can also hear Tyson.
They're announcing it this week?
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how it works. Anyway, you can get our full Bachelor coverage on our Bachelor Wrap Up podcast on robinswebsite.com. But Tyson will be my guest to break down the Survivor Worlds Apart finale and reveal the announcement of the cast for Survivor Second Chance this Wednesday night at 11:15 p.m. Eastern.
Yep.
Are you going to be on a Casper mattress since it's going to be so late at night?
Yeah.
You'll fall asleep if you do that. I would not suggest that.
Well, yeah. You could drive there with a True Car guy, truecar.com.
You could do also. All right.
Or you could just be at home playing DraftKings and have a chance of winning a lot of money.
Or snacking on nature mock boxes.
Yes.
You could just be wearing your Rob Has a Podcast shirt that you could buy from robhasapodcast.com.
Robswebsite.com. Yes. /bell shirt. That's right. All right. So great job this week. #RashLife. Follow Spencer on Twitter. He's @SpencerPratt. Tyson is @TysonApostle. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say in the comments, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.